Good Tuesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing sponsored by the National Association of Manufacturers.
And I'm Anna Palmer. Chuck, Nancy, and Trump. House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer are going to the White House today to talk to President Donald Trump about the government shutdown, which is 11 days away. Here's a reminder. Most of the government is funded. There are seven bills that need to pass. Among them is the DHS funding bill. And that's where the border wall money is tied up. Right now, Schumer's position is $1.3 billion for border security, and Trump wants $5 billion for a wall. They're miles apart.
Here are some dynamics to think about. Most people believe that the Senate will have to drive the train on whatever happens on government funding. Pelosi's top priority at the minute has to be winning the speakership and blocking wall funding. Schumer has more room to maneuver. Plus, it's important to get something that could pass the Senate with 60 votes. The most likely outcome at this moment is that Congress will have to fund DHS for a month until the beginning of Pelosi's speakership. But we have a very tough time seeing the coalition that will be willing to pass such a bill out of the House. That would mark Republicans folding on the wall.
The Freedom Caucus, which still has a lot of votes in the House, issued this statement last night. This is our last chance to address illegal immigration before Democrats take over the House. Republicans in Congress must fulfill our promise to the American people by building President Trump's wall, ending catch and release, and securing our borders. Pelosi, meanwhile, has said she wants a year-long stopgap spending bill for DHS. Neither of these things are out of the realm of possibility. Trump could feasibly cut a deal with Schumer and Pelosi today. Or there could be a stalemate that extends from the December 21st deadline through Christmas and into the new year.
NPR, PBS NewsHour, and Marist have a new poll out that found that 57% of Americans want Trump to compromise on the wall to prevent gridlock. Nearly 7 in 10 Americans do not believe a border wall on the southern border is an immediate priority for the next Congress. The AP is reporting that the U.S. has started to withdraw troops from Trump's border mission. Lots of stories on Trump's next chief of staff, with the shortlist including Steven Mnuchin and Bob Lighthizer. Only Mark Meadows has voiced public interest.
Congress is checking things off its to-do list. Politico reports that a compromise farm bill was unveiled last night that avoids food stamps and commodity policy, and that could pass Congress before the end of the year. A vote on this farm bill could be on the House floor as soon as Wednesday. And 44 former senators signed onto an op-ed in the Washington Post, calling on the Senate to stand up in defense of democracy. Former Senators Chris Dodd and Chuck Hagel organized the letter, according to a source familiar with the effort.
Heather Cagle and John Bresnahan write that Nancy Pelosi is in discussions with the rebels about limiting her time as speaker to 4 years. Pelosi so far has refused to put an end date on her speakership, but this is seen as one way to clear her path before the public vote January 3rd. Meanwhile, Alex Thompson reports that LinkedIn co-founder Reid Hoffman is teaming up with former Obama officials to create a database to store liberal voting data.
And here's what's on tap for Trump's Tuesday. The president is meeting with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi in the Oval Office at 11:30 a.m. He will sign the Iraq and Syria Genocide Relief and Accountability Act of 2018 at 3:45 p.m. in the Oval Office. And just a reminder, the 6th Annual Women Rule Summit is happening today. You can tune into the live stream to see me interview Representative-elects Abigail Spanberger, Deb Haaland, and Carol Miller at 8:40 a.m. Rachel Bade is moderating a conversation at 9:10 a.m. with Representatives Elise Stefanik and Mia Love, along with Sarah Chamberlain and Neri Martinez, on the future of women in the Republican Party. And Senators Joni Ernst and Jean Shaheen will be interviewed by Heather Cagle at 10:05 a.m. You can check out the full agenda online. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.